This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Finally got my power late in the afternoon yesterday. I don't like that. I don't think I do well in the 1800s, folks. So we finally got...
I would agree. I think any of us would.
We have a little... we have a fireplace.
Yeah.
It's a gas fireplace. But when the power goes out, it goes to battery, back up where the pilot, light
right.
is. So what invariably happens since the last one is the battery dies. So then we have to take the glass plate out. We have to change the battery.
They don't make it convenient.
I have to manually start this thing. I took the dog bed. I put a twin sheet around my dog bed because, it's kind of dirty. And a pillow. And I laid in front of the fireplace, curled up in the dog bed. And then I thought, I hope this changes soon because I'd like to shower before I go to work tomorrow. And then all of a sudden I heard beep, because that's the sound that goes on in a couple of my appliances. And beep, everything went out. And I thought, hallelujah.
There is something really wonderful, though, about laying on the floor by heat.
Yeah, right.
I grew up in a house, and the whole development I grew up in was built in the 1950s. I can't think what it's called. It's a type of heating that goes through your floor.
Radiated.
Yes.
Radiant heating, yes.
And then at some point, I don't know, I think we hit the lottery. They put in,
sound special. We didn't have that radiant heating.
Well, it came with the house, but then they put in linoleum,
yeah,
which was like a hard floor, but it was a little squishy, especially when the heat kicked in.
Well, they have the padding under it.
I'll tell you, it was the most comfortable thing.
Some people have that. It's special.
It was so hot, you'd stick to the floor sometimes. Mm. Come off like.
Don't know what that's like.
No, but I understand. And you say,
my cat came over and curled up with me. My dog was freaked out. I told you my dog hates the fireplace. He hates it. He can hear just the very, very faint shh of the gas. Mm-hmm. It freaks him out. My husband had to take him for a ride. So they were in the truck, and I texted him and my son and said, power's back, because my son is not that far. He lives not far down the road from us. And everyone was like, hallelujah.
I wish
we can't struggle for more than a few hours.
I really wish I liked cats more, because they really have a higher emotional intelligence than dogs. They could sense you were dealing with something. They're going to snuggle with you. Maybe it's for the fire. Maybe it's you. Whereas a dog is just like, hey, can we kill the vacuum today? like my dog, he hates vacuum cleaners, balloons, and dirty laundry. He will kill it.
Well, my dog does not like a balloon. A helium balloon in the room?
Yeah. I mean,
bark, bark, bark.
It shouldn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense to them.
Nothing really does.
Yeah, but they're why is that floating there?
And to go back to where you started, and I think I said this yesterday, I think it's true. I don't think you would have done well in the 1800s.
No.
I don't think anyone would, because things like, so wait, if I want a glass of water, I have to take it from the same wooden trough that the horses drink out of? That would be the...
You boil it.
Yeah, we would just not...
I boiled bottled water yesterday because
did
my
the bottles
daughter...
melt?
No, I poured it out. Anyway, my daughter has 3 fish tanks in her room.
You didn't boil those.
And I didn't boil the fish.
Just making sure.
She texted me. She knew we were out of power and said, Mom, don't forget my fish. They can't get too cold. So I went up and checked the temp, and there's one fish in particular. Yeah. She's like, if you can, just add a little warm water. So I boiled some water and let it cool off a bit, and I added it to the tanks. And within an hour, the power was back. But these are the things you got to do. My husband's going, really? And I'm like, yeah, I'm taking care of the fish. That's my job. I have to do this.
I won't go into too many personal details. Last winter, a family member got into some trouble, had to go away for a little bit, and I guess people didn't realize that the fish were there and the heat was off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Fish. Cubes.
Some can be very particular. They can last a pretty good amount of time. I went up there with a whisk, too. I had a whisk. And I'm doing this because you got to stir the water and get some oxygen bubbles going. And my husband's like, I'm walking up with a bucket of, like a container of a Pyrex dish of water and a whisk. And he's like, what are you doing? We don't go upstairs anymore. That's where the kids' bedrooms and the bathroom. I'm like, I'm taking care of the fish. He's like, I don't know what this is all about. Why a whisk?
Like, no witnesses. Is there something written somewhere? Or was it an assumption that you can't just add the water and let it settle on its own? Like, you're like, I'm going to.
Well, I also had warmer water.
Fold it in like egg whites.
I had to pour it where the fish wasn't and stir. But I was doing it for the oxygen bubbles, because not only is the water getting cold, but there's no filter running. That's important, too.
At least you were doing.
They all survived.
For now.
They're all right. They're good. All right. What's going on in your life?
Okay, so this is my wife. So I missed the first part of your story, and thank you for catching me up. My wife sent me my schedule today.
You have a schedule?
Yeah. She sends me reminders, and it's helpful.
Okay.
It's focus. What was it? Yeah, focus issues.
What?
Focus issues. She says, don't forget, both kids have half days today. Sam gets home at 11. Rebecca's at 11:45. Then there's parent-teacher conferences. You're going for Rebecca at 1:10. Okay. If you want to go to the school, go to see Sam's science teacher. That's from 12 to 12:30. But you don't have to do that. Then when you get home, can you please put the heaters on?
Jeez.
I'm going to turn the heat on this weekend, but first I want to change the filters, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's all over the place.
Yesterday, my daughter had a half day, so we got together. Then at night, we went to the school for my son's back to school, or not back to school, parent-teacher conferences. We stopped at the first teacher, which was English. Mm-hmm. The second teacher, civics. I didn't even know we had a civics class, which was really kind of cool.
Nice.
And then we sit down with the civics teacher, or this is how I remembered it. We sit down with the civics teacher, and I was baffled the entire time, because the civics teacher is talking about how they just started reading the classic book, The Outsiders. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember that.
And I'm sitting there going, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Just don't understand how that's part of civics, but maybe I'm missing part of this. I'm trying. And I'm engaged in this conversation, but I'm going, I feel like this teacher has no idea what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How could you? I wanted to say, explain to me how this is civics again, but I didn't want to be confrontational. I figured I might be missing something. I just took a chance on myself and my history to go, I might be missing something. We leave that classroom. I keep it to myself. This is a 10-minute conversation. We walk down to the next teacher, and that's when I turn around and realize, oh, that's right. What happened was, after the first teacher, we went to the civics class. We waited and then realized that teacher wasn't there. So then we went to the reading teacher. So I spent 10 minutes, Nancy, thinking I was talking to my son's civics teacher, because they don't say, hi, I'm Mrs. So-and-so,
teacher. You're going in, yeah.
They assume you're not going to be stupid.
Right. That's funny.
10 minutes.
Right.
Finally did get to talk to the civics teacher. I confirmed it on the way in, and I thought it was really fascinating. I didn't know, to be fair also, English and reading, they're both reading.
Yeah,
I don't know why they split that up, but civics, it's super cool that they're teaching kids things like this. It's a separate class just to talk about the government.
Mm-hmm.
And it led to a conversation where my daughter's like, I'm going to embarrass her. The three branches of government are
right.
Executive, she said, mm-hmm. and there's
Are you asking me, or do you not know?
Executive.
Legislative.
Legislative. And then she couldn't pronounce the last one.
Judicial.
She goes, jiu-jitsu? Jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu. It's the jiu-jitsu.
And so we had a teacher at us. She's 9. It's cute when your kids finally, they stumble on a word, because you get to a certain age where they can't.
Right. Jiu-jitsu.
At least
she knew where it was going.
Yes. That's the day after, I guess, she got really good scores on her report card. I'm sorry, I'm bragging here.
Okay.
Not a bumper sticker on my car bragging, but it's funny because on the back they had things to work on.
Right.
And she's like, reading, comprehension. She goes, reading comprehension. She gets this annoyed look on her face. Like, what do you mean I need to work on reading comprehension? And then she looks at us and goes, what does that mean? Just think about that right there.
That's like, so funny.
It's just right there. You're going to be fine. You're going to be good.
But I remember walking into a parent-teacher conference once for my son, and the teacher got annoyed as I walked in. And he goes, oh, another parent I don't need to talk to.
Always
now, and that's nice.
Yeah,
that you. But I think that's like a really crappy thing to say, because I get like what you're trying to say. But just, you know, even if my kid is doing okay in your class, I do want to talk to you and see what's coming up and ask about other things, because we don't know. None of us knows how our child is when they're in a classroom. There's more than just a grade on a paper. You know, behaviorally, how you know, are they social? Are they like, so when you walk in and you get another one I don't need to see, and I'm like, oh,
you could have told me that before I left my house.
He's like, no, you know, it's okay. He's doing well, but I there's ones I want to see that I won't. And then it literally like kind of sucked the air out of my life, because I thought I felt like we started off on just such a not necessarily good point.
That is a nice moment. I would say this.
I didn't think it was a nice moment.
It was handled a little, the bedside manner was a little rough.
I
didn't
think so, because I think that you should be happy to talk to every parent who walks in, whether their kid is doing well or not, because we should all be clued in and understand how they're doing, not just on a report card.
Imagine if they were like, oh, I've been so looking forward to meeting you. Your child's perfect. I was like, who could be the parents? No, I don't know. I think this is probably most people, maybe not your kids, but like, it seems like every year we go in and it's not a joke. They go, first of all, your daughter is so polite. She's so kind. Everyone gets along with her. It's so nice to not have a behavioral issue. Where my son, he's so helpful. He's quiet. He keeps to himself. Mm-hmm. You know, you could tell sometimes he's struggling. He'll ask for help. He's just so kind. And we're like, we're Sam Barsky's parents. Are you sure you have? It's so shocking.
They're always different. They can be very different when they're living in class.
Yeah, I think they're in. I don't know what it is. They come home and it's just like,
Very different. My son used to go into class, and we said this throughout all of elementary school. We would go in to the first parent-teacher conference, and they'd say, he's very quiet, kind of keeps to himself, he needs to come out of his shell. And I'd be like, oh, I think he'll be okay. Just give him some time. And always, by the time we get like to the holiday period, they'd be like, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, because it's just that every year there was a policy also in our school. It wasn't a huge school. They had like four classes for each grade. And the policy was they tried to keep people in different ones every year. They didn't want kids to get into cliques or groups. So every year invariably you'd have a few, but his bestest friend was with him in like first grade and then wasn't with him again till like fourth. So there's always that period of like, oh, I've got to branch out and meet new people.
Yeah. Like, and I think some of these compliments the teachers give are great, because it seems like a problem, because like, how come the kid's not the same at home? That's just what kids do. But I guess it could be worse if the teacher is like, so he keeps whispering about this side hustle and won't let us look in his locker without a warrant. Should we be concerned? Like, that would be a real issue if like had a kid who had a real problem where he keeps punching people. Like, I'm grateful that my kids don't cause chaos when they leave the house. Mm-hmm. They save it for us.
Never gonna give you up. That's what we thought Brenda Sacco was going to do about this seat on the Lackawanna County Commissioners. But
do we owe her an apology? Do I?
It is 7:26 at WILK, 33 degrees and sunny. No, nobody owes anyone apologies, because she really put it up in the air as to whether she would vacate the seat after this special election. But we have word that Brenda Sacco has withdrawn the lawsuit challenging the legality of the special election. So Democrat Tom Welby was the winner, and he will serve the remainder of former Lackawanna County Commissioner Matt McGloin's term. So that is going through 2028. So she was sworn in about 2 weeks ago on an interim basis. And obviously, after months of fighting, I'm sure she was a bit bitter about what had happened. And she was also let go by McGloin and Gaughan when they started their term. Yeah. When we look back at this saga, it looks like the county executive committee, the Democrat, Chris Patrick, wanted to put in the person that he wanted to put in, which was Brenda Sacco, which seemed like a finger in the eye, did it not, to Bill Gaughan. And Bill Gaughan wanted to put in his guy, the Dunmore mayor. And in the end, I think the right thing was done, which was the people got to vote. Now, in the future, the Home Rule Charter is the Home Rule Charter. In the future, it will be up to the Democrat Party Executive Committee to pick someone. I'm so confused as to why they wanted to pick someone who would, it would seem, have bad blood with the other Democrat in there. But whatever, it is what it is. And, you know, they can all tell each other that they, you know, it's the old boy way and it's da da da.
Could each it just be for balance?
Each of them wanted who they wanted. And in the end, at least voters had a choice, even though, you know, the choices were picked by each party.
But if it happened tomorrow, it wouldn't, that choice wouldn't be there.
Not unless the commissioners had voted to have a special election instead.
Okay.
But in the end, Tom Welby will be in there. And I think he's a great choice. He's a guy who works, it seems, can work with people of all political spectrums. Although, let's be honest, he has been working, I think, with Bridget Kozorowski in the state rep office. Yeah. He filled in temporarily in one district as well.
He's been a good go-to guy.
But he's a Democrat. Yeah. But I think he is a guy that can work with other people. I think he's a perfect choice.
I've heard Republicans say nice things about him, and that doesn't happen a lot in politics, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah,
they're not praising him over the top. They're like, he's a good quality person.
I have a feeling he'll be the majority commissioner. I have a feeling because it's going to be a vote in two out of three. And I just see where Chermak may understand. Look, I'm a Republican. There's two Democrats. I don't know. But unless Welby all of a sudden says, well, no, let's make Chermak. I don't know. But I'm going to guess Welby.
Chermak's not going to vote for Gaughan. I don't know. I mean, so I think that's what's going to happen, too.
It looks like, according to Chris Patrick, chairman of the Lackawanna County Democratic Committee, this is his statement that was out. The Democratic Committee decided to withdraw its lawsuit challenging the validity of this week's special election. Given our party's registration advantage and the likelihood that we will continue to see the majority of the Board of Commissioners occupied by Democrats, having special elections occur under our home rule charter is what is best for the Democratic Committee in Lackawanna County. In short, it's a better fight for the Republicans to wage, because I can see a future scenario where we pick up all three commissioner seats in a special election. So interesting thoughts there. So they're not, now I think they would not have done this if a Democrat didn't win. If a Democrat didn't win, they would have continued, I think, the lawsuit. But in this case, they'll stick with what they got.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Coming off a bye week for the Eagles and waiting all the way until Monday Night Football. I can't wait. It's going to be a good game.
If you can watch it.
And Green Bay. But if you have YouTube TV, you might get a link to a paid service. They're not doing well. This is really, really hurting people. But, you know, people can pick up another service. But I think it's really going to hurt YouTube TV in the long run, because so many people are saying, are you kidding me? You still haven't come to an agreement yet? That's going to be a big game. Green Bay, Philadelphia, Monday Night Football. Can't wait for it. All right. Normally, when we talk about the Farmer's Almanac, I always think about Joe Snedeker. We always have fun.
Bring it up. I'll pretend to be him. This is what he does every time.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage science. What are we doing? It's fiction. Right.
But I think even he would be sad about this. The old Farmer's Almanac, the published edition, is going away. This will be the last print edition from 2026. The Farmer's Almanac has been around since 1818, known for long-term weather predictions, moon phases, fishing and gardening guides, and folk wisdom. They have a lot of pride, they say, in their 208-year legacy. And the decision to call it quits made due to the increasing financial challenges of producing and distributing the almanac in today's media environment. That's what it is.
Another thing that was part of our culture run off by technology and science and real information. And yeah, every part of that business model is just dead and buried. Right?
Oh, wait. Just so you know, is this different? Because there's the Farmer's Almanac and there's the old Farmer's Almanac.
Oh, are they different? Hang on a second.
We are going to let you know.
Hang on, I'll look it up.
Because I just looked up the regular old Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah.
233 years and still going strong. So over the years, there's been some confusion between two different almanacs.
There have been two this whole time? Who knew?
Let us be clear. The old Farmer's Almanac isn't going anywhere. They say, as we have since 1792 during George Washington's presidency, we will continue to publish our annual edition while educating and entertaining readers online at almanac.com.
So did they sneak this story in to make try to pull the wool over people's eyes?
So there is the Farmer's Almanac and there is the old Farmer's Almanac,
which is deceiving because they're both old.
But you'll know when you see the cover, it's the old Farmer's Almanac that many of you will see. So
that's not going anywhere.
No,
I'm sorry. This is absurd.
So we are here to tell you.
How is that a thing?
That if you see that headline as we first did. And I'm glad I went to the actual thing, because when I was reading the story off of another news site, I looked at the almanac that they have printed there, and it does not look like the one that I'm used to, which is the old Farmer's Almanac. So they will continue the familiar yellow cover, and they say the 80% accurate weather forecasts, rest assured, will be around for generations to come. So if you get the Farmer's Almanac, that is ceasing publication. Now, that's been around a long time as well. But the old Farmer's Almanac continues, and it is going to be there 233-plus years.
I am going to apologize. I think off the air, I was like, did you see?
Right.
And I feel foolish now.
And I was, yes.
Because the one that's sticking around, let's be real, they probably could just leave this year's version up forever on the shelves. I don't know how many people are running out to get it anymore.
I love it. What is the best part?
Sell me on this because no one ever has.
I love to look at it. I love to read all of it. They do gardening tips. They do astrology. They talk about a bunch of stuff. I love it. And I always got a copy every year with, you know, marketing materials if we wanted to talk about it. I have not got one in a few years, which I have to tell you, it makes me sad. So I did buy one myself a few years back. I do like to look at them. So the old Farmer's Almanac continues. If you see a headline about the Farmer's Almanac, yes, the Farmer's Almanac, which has been around 208 years, is going away. The old Farmer's Almanac, 233 years. Continues.
Which still will remain, if I'm following this, the old Farmer's Almanac was always the old one, but now it's the only one. Should they now become just the Farmer's Almanac?
No, they will always be known as the old, and that's the way it should be. Let's get to Joe Snedeker, Storm Tracker 16 forecast, the weekend and beyond.
Hi, folks. Happy Friday. Pleasure to be in your auditory canal. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. All right, so here we go. Today, not a bad day. Partly sunny to cloudy. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Yeah, it's a big day for me. I'm getting new tires on my truck. So while they're doing that, I'm going to go for a bike ride. Yeah, baby. Killing time. Anything to not sit in the waiting office and read a golf magazine from 1995. You know how it is in those waiting rooms. So today, not bad. Overnight tonight, starting probably by dark, there's going to be some showers. So if you have any big date plans for Friday night, showers moving in 6, 7, 8 o'clock. They'll be brief. They'll taper off by Saturday. Another dry day tomorrow, partly sunny to cloudy and about 55. More showers on Sunday, on and off throughout the day, not a washout, 57. Then the cold air moves in. Monday, Tuesday, stuck near 40. Clouds, peeps of sun, a chilly wind, and our first flurry of the season, Monday and into Tuesday. Can you handle the truth? The rest, my friend, is up to you. Put a smile on your face. Say it's good to be alive and make it a good weekend.
Smile. Yeah. Good to be alive. Hey.
All right. So Brady Bunch, music played because a birthday for one of the men all living together there coming up on our celebrity birthday game. Oh, about an hour from now.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
It is 7:50 at WILK.
So many boys, so many birthdays.
36 degrees. I don't know if you saw yesterday the White House press conference led by President Trump briefly halted after a man collapsed in the Oval Office. The event was streamed live, focused on lowering costs for weight loss drugs. The man fell near Trump's desk while Eli Lilly CEO Dave Ricks was speaking. Reporters were escorted out as the White House medical unit responded. Later on, the press secretary did say the man was okay.
Yeah, you heard this.
Creating high-value jobs. But today, are you okay?
He wasn't okay.
No.
He just went right down. It's interesting. I don't know if you saw this. President Trump's getting, it's so funny. People pick this stuff apart. At one point when the man went down, the president did lean down and kind of looked in. Dr. Oz, I don't know if you see Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz runs right across to like get to the guy. I thought that was good. There's also a video. Do you see RFK Jr. just sprinting out of the...
People are saying it's nice to know our health secretary ran away.
And it's weird. Said, I don't know if it's fair.
I don't know if he ran away. They may have been going out to get somebody. There's medical personnel, usually like people that can help in an emergency situation.
People giving the president bad crap in this case? Come on.
Well, there's a photo everyone is around this person concerned. And he looks, honestly, nonplussed, kind of just standing there. And look, it's one of those things, then people go, oh, this is a perfect encapsulation of a man who there's chaos all around him and someone is struggling and he seems indifferent.
I felt that way.
A picture can at times also, it can be accurate and it also might just be a blip.
Yeah, 10 seconds earlier, he like bent over and kind of looked in, but he clearly couldn't. What's he going to do versus...
He looks mad, though.
He sometimes looks like that. What's a resting bee face?
Well, there's video also right before this happened where the president clearly looks like he is sleeping in his chair. If you get a chance, watch the video. And I'm mentioning this only because we heard ad nauseum about Joe Biden and his abilities. And here in this video, it looks like the president, his eyes are closed and he is nodding off. before this all went down. Anyway, meanwhile, big news today nationally. Major airlines are planning to cancel hundreds of flights today. Now, this is out of the thousands of daily flights, but the FAA is beginning to limit flight capacity at 40 major U.S. airports. So as of early this morning, at least 814 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been canceled so far per FlightAware. American Airlines says it's canceling about 220 of its 6,000 departures starting Friday and through the weekend. A company spokesman from United Airlines says about half the customers who had their flights canceled were able to be rebooked within 4 hours of the original departure time. And travelers will, and they have begun to be notified of those canceled flights. With the holidays approaching, obviously, this will be an issue. If you know, the other day, the president first mentioned it may be 10% of flights. Now we're hearing it may be 4% of flights. But they are saying that this is because of staffing shortages and such. Let's talk about it because we mentioned the nominees for the National Toy Hall of Fame not so long ago.
Is it official?
We now know officially which toys have been enshrined as a Hall of Fame toy.
I was very invested in this when it happened. I couldn't tell you one of the nominees. Now I feel bad.
Slime. That gooey, sticky.
Oh, green, the slime from Nickelodeon, or what is slime? Slime in general. That
we used to have slime when I was a kid. It was in the garbage pail. It was like green slime.
Slime
is
in general.
In the National Toy Hall of Fame. Also, you sunk my battleship. Battleship made it.
But my question, how is it not in there already?
Like, I'm going to go to the ones that were also nominated, and they'll get there eventually. People looked at these and said, wait.
This is the quirkiest of Hall of Fame.
The slime
really
one is, I think, still questionable with some of the others left out. So we have slime.
Yeah.
We have battleship and Trivial Pursuit. Did you get a piece of the pie? So Trivial Pursuit made it. Those three.
That's
are
all?
Now in the Internet Hall of Fame.
Snubs everywhere.
They will be on display at the Hall of Fame inside the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. Okay, these were voted in over other nominees. Connect Four. Remember that one? Spirograph. That was a big toy when I was a kid.
Bit of a one-trick pony kind of toy, but okay, yeah.
The Star Wars lightsaber.
Not real, but okay.
Furby. And Tickle Me Elmo. Also beating out the classics like Scooters, Cornhole, and Snow. I'm really confused about Cornhole. That one should be in there. That has a resurgence now.
That sometimes has it's a coverage on ESPN when they do the Ocho. So that's a sport more than it is a toy.
Right.
If I'm going to be nitpicky
Still,
about
it's
it.
Fun.
I always laugh but when you say Snow. Like, what toy was that? They literally mean Snow. A cardboard box and stick are also in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
They're already there. So Snow.
So Snow should eventually get there. Come on. Is Sand there? I'm going to guess it probably is.
I think it probably is. Like, so yeah. What did Snow? Oh, because it doesn't.
Because nobody likes it.
It's so fragile.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.